Yo, welcome to beautiful, fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada, where we're coming to you live, where the glitz and glamour is always on display, where culture's at its best and service. I am your host, CF, the plumbing sales coach, and I'm back in Vegas, baby. Welcome to the show. How you doing? Let us know where you're watching from. Let us know what company you're with, and let us know what you do. Welcome to the show. What's up, everyone? I'm live in Vegas. And today we're going to talk about a topic we don't usually talk about. Going back a year ago, probably about a year and a half ago, I did a topic on head trash, on mindset. And tonight we're going to dive into that because it literally hit me right in the face in the last couple of days. What's up, Frankie Lamelli? Says, fresh, you the man. Nah, brother, you the man out there in San Pedro holding it down. Good to see you on the show and welcome everyone else. Listen, here's the thing. Yesterday, some of you know, I was in a pretty decent car accident. I don't know if decent's the right word, but I was in a big accident. I smashed someone on the freeway down here in Southern California. I was accelerating at the time, so I was kind of picking up speed. Maybe I thought I was probably closer to 30 miles an hour, but after reflection, I think maybe closer to 45 miles an hour, and I totaled the truck. Like it, I don't think they're gonna fix it. Maybe not. And the other truck is probably not in any better shape. Good news is everybody's okay. The other people that I crashed into, they're okay, I'm okay. And then today, I'm a little sore, my back's a little sore, I'm not gonna lie. We're gonna talk about the events, what I was doing when I got in the car wreck, what I was headed to go do, and how that can be applied in our business, how that can be applied on sales calls, how that can be applied pretty much in life. And today I wake up and I've got a sore back and I'm on my way driving out here to Vegas and we find out one of our credit cards has been stolen. So, just par for the course, baby. Stack it on top of stacking it. So that's where my life's at right now. But I'm just gonna let you know something that didn't get disrupted was the show. We're gonna do the show and my attitude because here's the thing, life happens. And that's what we're gonna talk about tonight. What do you do when life happens? My man, Fresh Adam, Fresh! That is Joey Cisneros from Cisneros Brothers, who is literally just right off the camera. Actually, this way. Yeah, some the mirroring thing's throwing me off. Anyways. What's up, there he is. I didn't know if he was gonna get on you. Hey, Crash, hope is all good. Thanks, Brian McDermott. Calling me, we call him Brian McMoney because he was in the drawing a while back. But he says Crash, he's calling me Crash. It's funny. My sister was called Crash and Burn when she was a kid because she wrecked a moped. Both of us were on the moped. I walked away okay. She got gravel in her knee, so she got a nickname. And I'm probably gonna get some nicknames. But here's the reality: your customers. Their life's been derailed. My life was derailed. And I want to talk to you about what I was going through, what was going on, and something that was happening simultaneously. Look, I was on my way. I was leaving San Pedro where Frankie Lamelli is. What up, P. Leonard in the house? I was driving on up to Ontario Airport. For those that know, from San Pedro to Ontario is about a 25-minute drive, but in LA, it turns into an hour and a half because of traffic. And was the traffic strong that day? We had people stopped up in the right five lanes. We had people going 100 miles an hour in the left 12 lanes. And I was in the middle 40 lanes. That's the freeways out here. You count that up, you got like 60 lanes of traffic. But in all seriousness, I was in the middle. And the guy in front of me was trying to go into the right lane where they were stopped. I was trying to go into the left lane where things were going fast. And we collided. And I was on my way to pick up my wife. And she was picking up another car rental at the time. And I needed to be there because there was some things. We were trying to get a specialty car. And it's just a whole nother story. And I wanted to negotiate that deal. I wanted to be the one to negotiate the deal. Opposites attract, and my wife doesn't like negotiating. I wanted to be the one to negotiate that deal because, hey, I like to negotiate, people. So I'm driving there to go do the deal, and just like that, I'm totally derailed. Now, here's Jody Enright, who is with Skyboss. She was on the phone. Now, before you judge me, I was on a hands-free phone. It really had nothing to do with it, but whatever. She was on the phone with me when I wrecked, like right as we're wrecking, she's on the phone. I'm like, oh, Jody, I think I just wrecked. No, I definitely wrecked. Okay, it's a total. Hey, we actually, I just slammed someone. She's like, no, stop it. I'm like, no. She's like, I heard it, actually. I believe you. And so I was on the phone with her, so you can validate the story's true, and you guys saw the pictures. But here's the thing. My life kept going. My whole little schedule was derailed, but the world didn't stop spinning. Traffic kept going. Think about this for a second because this is your customer's life. This is your life. This is your life in business. This is your life in sales. When things don't go your way, how do you respond? How do you respond? Is it someone else's fault? Is it all the excuses on why it's not your fault? Or do you accept responsibility and start working through the problem? Because the faster you work through the problem, I'm sorry, the faster you accept responsibility, the faster you can get to the real problem. The faster you accept responsibility, the faster you can start solving the actual problem. But the longer you go on putting it off on it, it's everyone else's fault. You know, look, I do coaching all the time and I've lost customers. Now I know you're going to say, well, Chris, you always tell us service your customer. Look, I didn't start this business to help the plumbing world. I helped this started this business to help the plumbing customer. I wanted to help more customers have a better experience by training technicians, by teaching owners and general managers how to run their business the appropriate way. That's why I started this business, the Plumbing Sales Coach. That's why we do the shows. That's why we do the training. That's why we're doing the retreat. That's why we do everything that we do is centered around the idea of a customer having a better experience. So if you call me up to coach you and you want me to be your coach and I hear something that you're doing that's not treating the customer right, I'm going to say something. Just like in my own life, when I caused the wreck, the first thing I got out of that truck and did was make sure the other people were okay and apologize. They said they were okay. They said it's not a big deal. And I said, yeah, but I just disrupted your life. You were going to some place. You were going to do something. You were on your way somewhere. Now I've got a cop that has to come out here and deal with this when he could be dealing with more important stuff. I caused all that. Now, I will say a benefit of all this was I got an opportunity to have a conversation with the cop. And if this comment loses me viewers, I honestly don't want you. But I told him, I support you. I believe in what you're doing, and I'm about that. And that's where I left it. And it was an encouragement to him. And so how do you respond to your situation when your day doesn't go the way you thought it was going to go? When your life doesn't go the way you thought it was going to go? How do you respond? You know, it's not how about you fall down. It's not whose fault that you fell down. It's not why you fell down. It's how you dust yourself off. It's how you pick yourself back up. We just talked about this two days ago. Literally talked about that. It's not how hard you fall. It's not how you fall. It's not why you fall. It is how you dust yourself off. And then I got a chance to prove it. I didn't want that chance, but I took it. Today, my wife's credit card gets stolen. Probably the dumbest criminal in the world. They use it to tow their own car. Go figure. I can't make this stuff up. It's my life in HD. But I told my wife, let's call the tow truck company because I believe in small business. If it was a plumbing company that just did this and someone got ripped and they're about to go install a tankless for someone, I know they're not going to get paid on that. I'd want to warn them. So I warned the tow company, but they turned me into the criminal. And I said, I'm done. I'm calling the police. I'm not doing this. So I called the police. Guess what I got another opportunity to do? I got a chance to talk to another officer and encourage him in the midst of my problem. Why? Because I was able to move forward, accept responsibility. The way I thought about our card wasn't poor me. It wasn't screw you. It was simply, oh, you know what? We got a better job. We got to do a better job protecting ourselves. Maybe we actually have something to steal. Me and my wife aren't used to that. So maybe we should get a little more protected. We started thinking through how we could do a better job, how we could change the situation, how we could improve everything. I'm telling you, mindset is everything. It's everything. Had a chance to talk to a technician today. Literally, we're talking about mindset. Change of scenery, change of things. Is really the grass greener on the other side? Or do we just convince ourselves the grass is greener on the other side? Here's the thing. Here's the bottom line. Here's the message tonight. If you're stuck in the dumps, if life ain't going the way you thought, if you started a business and it's not where you want it to be, if you're a technician and you're not where you want to be, if you're not doing what you want to do, all I can tell you is accept responsibility and get better. Jim Rohn used to say it all the time. Get better. It's that simple. It really is. And the thing is, some people say, well, I don't know how to get better. Then find a way. Educate, self-educate, train, talk to other people who are getting trained, talk to other people who are doing better. Talk to other people who are where you want to be and find out how they got there. I mean, it's really that simple. He says, love your neighbor. Absolutely. It's the second commandment that Jesus refers to in the Bible. When they ask him, what's the greatest commandment? He says, there's two. Love God, love others. It really is that simple. We were designed for community. We were designed on purpose with purpose. And the second we become a victim, the purpose goes away. The thing that we were instilled with and given as a gift, we rob our very selves of. Don't be a victim. It doesn't do anybody even good. When you are a victim, see, yesterday I caused the accident. Today I was the victim. But in both cases, I accepted responsibility and figured out how I can improve the situation. And that's what I'm challenging you to do. When you're in the home and the customer's not treating you very good, hey, they may have just been derailed. A Dodge Ram, you know, that Chris Fresh is driving in 2019 may have just slammed into the back of them. They woke up and their water heater was leaking. You woke up and your employee didn't show up. You woke up and you forgot to put gas in the car. So now you're running late for work because you always want to leave the last second. And it's not your fault. It's the gas tank's fault. It's the gas. It's they were busy at the gas station. It's always something else. Accept responsibility. You know, change never happens with anyone until somebody actually accepts responsibility. The Bible calls it repentance. It's a real thing. And if you want to continue to be a victim, I'm not saying that you are, whoever's watching the show, but if you feel convicted by this, hey, accept responsibility. That's what I do. Now, do I always do that? No, I'm human. And I can assure you that the times that I didn't, the aftermath caused me more headache than the actual situation. Except for the small minor backache I got right now. A little tight back there. I'm not a big fella. 45 miles an hour in a full-size truck can wreck a little body like this. I'm telling you. Telling you. It's no excuse, though. Still came to Vegas. Still going to have fun. Well, I was going to get anyway. Look, here's the thing I want you guys to really understand, though, is stop looking for all the reasons why it's not your fault and start trying to figure out how you can work yourself out of it. Guys, look, this is going to be a short show tonight. I wanted to jump on here. I wanted to share this with you. I wanted to drive this message home. I want to make sure that somebody hears this and goes, man, he's right. I'm going to fix my situation. Man, he's right. I'm going to stop reacting this way. And I'm going to start looking for how I can improve and I'm going to be better. That's how you're going to build a big business. That's how you're going to become an amazing technician. That's how you're going to be able to truly serve your customer. I get it. The crawl space is scary. It's dark. It's dangerous. They didn't do a very job cleaning it clean. It's a little moist. I don't want to get in there. Then find another trade. I don't know what to tell you. All right, guys, I love you. We're going to cut this one off. I know this is short and you're like, wait, what? Maybe some of you aren't thinking that. I don't know. But I'm going to let you guys go. Have a great night. Remember this one important phrase. Serve your community in everything, not just plumbing. Have a great night.